You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is Monday, and that means it's time for our weekly check-in with Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. So, how about those Tigers?
We have been riding the Tigers roller coaster all summer long. I have registered my concerns at several points, of course. They've won 8 of the last 10, 6 in a row, and they are now a half game out of the wild card with the Boston Red Sox, which will get you into the playoffs. They are 4.5 behind the Cleveland Indians, so that's not very likely, but you face them in late September, 3 games. So right now, everything's still possible, incredibly, and they're playing very good baseball.
Well, and what is working? Is it hitting? Is it pitching? Is it gelling as a team?
The answer, Cindy, is yes.
To all of the above, huh?
To win in baseball or most sports, you have to do, you know, offense, defense, and camaraderie and all that stuff. To lose, all you need is one of those things to fail. That's the horrible part, of course. And for the Tigers, that has usually been pitching and especially, of course, relief pitching, where somebody has a great game going, like Verlander for 3 7 innings. They bring in a guy from the bullpen, and he promptly blows a 3 or 4 run lead. It happens all summer long, but right now it's working.
Is it more that alchemy that turns a team from struggling into winning, that idea that winning just breeds more winning?
It was Ernie Harwell who told me he believed that chemistry came after winning. When you start winning, we all get along really well. So maybe that's how it works.
Now, today's the trade deadline. Any thoughts? What do the Tigers need to do, should do, and will do?
They are in the hunt, it sounds like, for a 3rd or 4th starting pitcher. Not a headliner that'll cost a ton of money. Merely a 3rd or 4th one that'll cost half a ton of money. Of course, these days it's all outrageous. Yeah. But that is my most likely guess.
Got to switch over to Michigan football, but in particular, this switch from Adidas back to Nike. Help us, if you can, the rest of us, understand why it is a thing that had people lining up for hours and hours for the midnight opening of MDN.
Cindy, I wish I could. I must not be their target audience because I don't get it. State Street in Ann Arbor last night was packed. It's at 12:01. Michigan's allowed to sell Nike stuff. That's when the contract starts, August 1st, of course. It was the Art Fair times something.
Wow.
It was just crazy. And here's what I don't get, old man that I am now, apparently. Look, man, it's not like fresh fruit or a rock concert that you can't see tomorrow. You know, it's shirts, it's sweats, it's all stuff. It's all going to be there tomorrow. Same prices, I believe. The MDN site has crashed repeatedly. The demand is so high.
But why?
I'm not 18. I can't tell you.
I know Jim Harbaugh was there and Ward Manuel was there.
Well,
so it's marketing. It's marketing.
And
yeah.
Smart for Nike, smart for Michigan, of course. And look, all this stuff, by the way, is made. Reebok, Nike, and Adidas are all made in the same factories, the exact same factory in China. So the workmanship has got to be, I believe, the same. Put a swoosh on one and 3 strips in the other, and that's the difference. But I will tell you, for recruiting and for merchandising, it makes a huge difference. Nike is apparently a whole lot cooler than Adidas to a recruit or to a college student, the people who buy this stuff. And therefore, Nike's bet has already paid off, and Michigan's bet on Harbaugh has already paid off. So they're not getting this contract without the guy in khakis. So the finances for Michigan and for Nike have already won.
Speaking of the guy in khakis, you were in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days,
right,
and you said MSU and Michigan made some splashes. So what did you hear? Well, let's first talk about the guy in khakis in Michigan.
It's the Harbaugh effect. Wherever he goes, the camera's going to be rolling, whether he – I don't know if he really cares about it or not, either way, to be honest. The most common question I got from friends of mine was, you know, is he like this all the time? Is it the real him? And the answer is yes and yes. And that, to me, is always, as I've been saying, his saving grace is that that is utterly who Jim is. That is completely authentic. Whether you like it or not, he's going to keep on doing it. And for the most part, certainly Michigan fans love it.
Did you hear anything during Big Ten Media Days that gave you a sense of what fans can look forward to in the fall?
Look at the stats the past 5 years. When's the last time we got it right across the board? Mm-hmm. We never do. Right now, Ohio State, to me, is the best team in the Big Ten. They're just reloading, not rebuilding. Michigan, however, out in Vegas, is the number one bet to be the national champion this coming year, which only tells you how much money and enthusiasm Michigan fans have.
What about Mark D'Antonio and the Spartans? What'd you hear?
He's rock solid. Look, I mean, nobody is better than taking the continual disrespect that he receives and turning it into fuel better than Mark D'Antonio. And he's done a great job of that again.
We can't talk about the Spartans without taking note of the terrible, sad loss of former Spartan punter Mike Sadler, killed along with Nebraska's punter Sam Fultz in that car crash in Wisconsin. They had a big ceremony yesterday at Spartan Stadium. But, boy, this was a kid that clearly meant a lot to Spartan Nation.
Clearly did. And, look, punters can be part of the team or not part of a team. It depends on kind of who they are. This guy was deeply integrated. First of all, he's a brainiac. He's going to Stanford Law School, Michigan State's first 4-time academic All-American. And I thought D'Antonio Antonio handled that extremely difficult situation exactly right, which is hard to do. You don't want to turn it into win-win for the Gipper and rah-rah, it's about football, because it's not about football. He contained his comments to the young man himself, his family, and what he meant to the team.
Indeed. Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. As always, thanks, John.
Thank you, Cindy.